1932.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our commitment is to the public safety and protecting the public to ensure that we can complete our mission, which is to guarantee the freedom of movement of all our passengers. As a result of 9/11, of course, we put procedures in place to further protect the safety of our public. And those are the procedures that we put in place, recognizing that the enemy that we're facing isn't stagnant, that our procedures continually need to be refined. So we use a risk-based approach that addresses all the emerging threats that we may be aware of, or in response, as was the case on December 25th, to new threats.
Time now to resume the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That is resuming, picking up from where we were the last time we got together. Seems like only yesterday we focused on the TSA as a source of much debate and discussion. Matter of fact, that was TSA Federal Secretary Director Michael Aguilar explaining to the public that since September 11th, things have changed, and the public just has to be patient, really. Oh, that's swell. According to the head of the TSA, pat-down techniques are so thorough that they would have thwarted the suspected Christmas Day bomber who hid an explosive device in his undershorts. In response to a growing rash of public outrage about the new pat-downs and in anticipation of the large amount of airline travel expected next week, John Pistole, the head of the Transportation Security Administration, told the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee that the new search methods were an essential component to ensuring airport security. Are you buying that? Here is CNN's Anderson Cooper speaking with legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin and also Eric Erickson from RedState.com. They debate the TSA's new policy of pat-downs for you.
Eric, you think this is an example of governmental overreach, right?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I suspect were this to go to court, you'd probably have a number of judges say, yes, they can do this. But, you know, even if they can under the Constitution, doesn't necessarily mean they should. There are plenty of other countries out there that have worse security threats than ours, such as Israel, that don't go through something like this. And frankly, the more I've read about these machines, my wife's family has a ridiculously high rate of cancer. I don't want to subject my children to an X-ray scanner, let alone a molestation by a TSA agent.
Jeff, what about this? I mean, what are our rights? I mean, I went through this for the first time this weekend flying out of Chicago, and everyone was very nice and professional, but I got to tell you, it feels incredibly intrusive. I had a pat down after I had this thing because I left my wallet in my pants, and I mean, it's pretty rigorous.
It's rigorous, but remember, Detroit, Christmas Day, the Al-Qaeda bomber had a bomb in his underwear. I mean, this is not a frivolous concern by TSA, and the law, at least so far, is very clear that you have a choice. You go through the scanner, you go through the pat-down, or you don't fly, period.
You basically give up your rights when you buy that ticket.
And, I mean, even more than that, because if you go to a screener and you decide, the heck with it, I'm not flying, you still have to go through the pat-down because they have said we don't want would-be terrorists shopping around from security checkpoint to security checkpoint to see which works and which doesn't. So if you start the process, you have to get searched.
You're saying once you've entered that line,
once you've entered the line, you have to do it.
But, you know, Anderson, there's a point here that Jeffrey raises indirectly, and that is that the guy who wore the explosive underwear on the plane to Detroit, the bombs that were on UPS and FedEx, they all originated outside of the country. To my knowledge, they have yet to see anyone try to go through American security as is doing this.
Well, I mean, that's true, but the technology on the part of terrorists is obviously there, and all I'm saying is that courts look at reasonableness, look at real risk. And I think the fact that we've had the shoe bomber, we've had the underwear bomber, that's a pretty real risk.
Next up on the countdown, your review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television. The issue is the TSA and the pat-downs. Here's reporter Shira Lazar speaking with a recent airline passenger who claims that she was sexually assaulted by a TSA agent during a pat-down. Let's sue him.
So tell me what happened that one day.
I started through security with no incident. I was traveling with special infant formula for my baby. She then proceeded to touch both of my buttocks and reached towards my vaginal area from behind. Then she moved to the front of me, and she touched both of my breasts on the top with the palm of her hand and underneath both of my breasts. She touched my vaginal area on both sides of my inner thighs. I was in complete shock. I couldn't say anything. I asked a different TSA agent to speak with the supervisor, and he came out several minutes later. We had a very unpleasant conversation. I told him I felt like I had been raped. I had been abused, and he did apologize on behalf of himself and on behalf of the agent, who would not allow her to speak to me or give me any information about her or her name or anything like that.
So why did you decide to post about this on your blog?
To be touched in your genital area is just a violation of basic human principle and is not necessary. And I wanted to speak out against it. And, you know, I have a voice. I have a platform on social media. I have a platform online. And I wanted to use that because I know there are hundreds, thousands, who knows how many other people that are feeling the same way that I am and are helpless and don't have the voice that I do. And I wanted to be that voice for those people, too.
And the mother of two wasn't the only one to speak out. Only a day later, John Tyner posted about an encounter at the San Diego airport, which he also recorded on his phone.
My hand on your hip, other hand on your inner thigh, slowly go up and slide down.
Okay.
And like if I have a screen, we can make that available for you also.
We can do that out here, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
And now there's a site where you can even share your story and read others on mytsahorrorstory.com. What do you say to those people that might say that this is the way for us to keep Americans safe?
You know, I don't think this is necessary to keep Americans safe. And you can't prevent every single tragic thing from happening. Yes, we need to fight terrorism. Don't get me wrong. We need to fight it. And I'm glad that they have the levels of security that they have in place with the FBI and the CIA and all these different things. But I think that this is taking it too far.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP Inc. and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rain checks. Offer valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Transportation Security Administration says airline passengers will not get out-of-body imaging screening or pat-downs based on their religious beliefs. That story coming up later on in the hour. Right now, though, back to the input from radio and television programs. Here from MSNBC, Tamara Hall speaks with James Babb, Bab is from WeCan'tFly.org. WeCan'tFly.org is putting together a boycott of the airline, or at least of the TSA procedure, for next Wednesday.
Okay, so you have people out here terrified who plan to travel the day before Thanksgiving. As I've set it up, it's already a nightmare. You and others could make it worse. Is it worth it to I guess, protest in this manner?
Well, We Won't Fly is a grassroots response to the new invasive procedures that the TSA is imposing on travelers. Those procedures are including virtual strip searches, radiation, and you may opt out of that, but they will subject you to an intimate groping. This is totally outrageous. So what we're encouraging passengers to do is to opt out as part of National Opt Out Day, November 24th.
Right.
Passengers are encouraged to opt out of both the groping and the radiation. That means if you can possibly avoid it, find another means of transportation, avoid the airport, avoid the airlines, let the airlines know that we're not going to be abused for the privilege of purchasing their services.
So you're saying
for
to
those
them
that must travel.
You're saying to these people though, in advance, make your decision. You're not saying go to the airport and create chaos and make long lines even longer, right?
Well, the best choice is to not put your family at risk of sexual assault or radiation. If you must travel, we're asking passengers
well, hang on,
to
let me go,
consider
because you said sexual
opting
assault,
out
you're
of
making
the radiation.
A strong allegation here. So you believe these pat-downs are equal to sexual assault? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. They're instructed, and you can read the TSA manuals, they're instructed to put hands between legs, make contact with testicles, and feel around breasts. In any other circumstance, this would clearly be sexual assault. And for as a dad, the thought of this happening to my own family is completely outrageous.
What an outrage. I'm sort of approaching this tongue-in-cheekishly, although many of you who listen to me with regularity know you think, I think this is all pretty outrageous, and the x-ray stuff is what has me most interested. Talk host Jim Sharp plays audio of a three-year-old crying at an airport during three-year-old's pat-down by TSA agents.
So here's a little girl getting a pat-down. Nice. Yeah. Great. We're patting down three-year-olds now. I mean, are we all okay with this? Is everybody all right with this?
Well, here's the big question. Does that make you feel safer to
yeah.
know that the three-year-olds have been patted
yeah.
down? Yeah. Unbelievable.
You know, there's a big bunch of people who have decided they want to get together. They want to fight this. There's a 30,000-member group that is, what are they called? Flyersrights.org, okay? I don't know if they're actually 30,000 people strong. I don't know if they're 30 people strong. I don't know what's going on. But what I do know is that they are upset, and they're saying they want to boycott these scanners and insist that any pat-down done by TSA staff be done in a private room and with a witness present. The TSA administrator has basically said organizing boycotts is irresponsible because the scanners may prevent an attack using non-metallic explosives. And Janet Napolitano, who, of course, is the former governor of Arizona and the Department of Homeland Security secretary.
She is the current commandant.
She says, let's just have a little patience on the body scanners. Can everyone, each and every one of the security measures we implement serves an important goal? Yet some consumer civil rights pilots groups are now protesting against this. And you know, especially, listen. You can make an argument against you and me not having to go through these things. We can argue this. That's fine. I understand. You know, let's leave the three-year-olds out of it, but at least we can have the discussion about whether or not patting me down makes sense, or putting me through the backscatter machine. But when the pilots are being put through this, it makes zero sense. Zero sense. They're in charge of the aircraft to begin with.
Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from the Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cash back bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cash back bonus?
Saving up for some plastic surgery. You know, your thing.
Now through December, get 5% cash back bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is your review of one of the hot issues of the week, and it's not going to go away, especially if we get closer to Thanksgiving. Senate Homeland Security Committee meeting and being told the passengers who refuse to go through a full-body scanner and reject a pat-down will not be allowed to board a plane, even if they turn down the in-depth screening for religious reasons, says Mr. John Pistole, who is the chief of the TSA. Doesn't it sort of bother you a little bit that these guys come and as bureaucrats and as people that are supposedly hired by you and me and our representatives are the congressmen, that they are the arrogance, maybe that's not the right word, stridency. A subject of discussion with talk host Steve Courtney. He's now got aviation expert John Nance talking about this pat-down policy and what other policies need to be scrutinized.
You know, we know, Mr. Nance, that terrorism is not going to go away. So I guess there is a fine, fine line between the TSA doing their job and how they go about that. Now, I understand, and you said it's an anatomically correct photo when you have the full body scan. It is being described in the material I have as being a chalk-like image. That being said, it also looks very anatomically correct, so you can certainly see how some travelers would be skeptical and taking part in this.
Yeah, you can, and there's no question. You're exactly right. It's a fine line. There's been a fine line from the very beginning over this question of exactly how badly do we tie ourselves in knots to prevent a recurrence of 9/11 or anything similar to it. And there's no question that that debate in a free society is a very accurate one and one that needs to be ongoing. I'm not in any way, form, or fashion saying that the these machines are incorrect or should not be utilized or that anything TSA is doing is wrong here. But this does bring up the question of exactly how much is enough and exactly how effective is it going to be. The effective aspect of it, of course, is there's no question. If you go through those the machine, and I'm forgetting for the moment the name of them, but they basically will take away from you the opportunity to bring on things that that might otherwise be missed, even the pat-down search. The question is how much of a threat is that really, because we're dealing with an enemy that that very well knows that they can't get by with most of the things that they used to be able to under the old system before 9/11 when we had well, really no trained individuals at all. So we've come a long way since then. But these scanners, the full-body scanners, really are putting us right on the threshold of the question of do we tie ourselves in knots to prevent the terrorists from doing that, or in fact have they won to the extent that we already are in trouble with all these intrusive methodologies?
In a subplot, Mr. Nance, to the new body scanners, are they safe? The government and the airports where they're at, again, 48 U.S. airports say indeed they are, but there are those who are saying, you know, do you really know for sure?
Well, let's get into that for a second, if you don't mind. The airline pilots who have been represented now by two different airline pilots associations who've come online and said, enough, this is too much, it's too intrusive, and we also have a problem with the amount of radiation that an average airline pilot's going to get going through these things over and over again. I'm not sure of the technical efficacy of that, but certainly it is a threshold argument because you are dealing with x-rays. They say that the x-ray scatter is so low that most of it doesn't really enter your body. It bounces off and creates an image. Whether that's true or not, the airline pilot situation is really something entirely different, and that has to do with a level of absurdity and stupidity, and I'm just going to be very frank with you. Of course, I'm prejudiced because I am a retired airline captain. You look at certain things, and they become so outrageously idiotic that you wonder why the rest of the world can't see it. You're hassling the very people who are going to be completely in control of your airplane so that they cannot bring anything aboard the airplane in order to intimidate who? Themselves? The absurdity of this from the very beginning has been off the charts, and nobody wants to address it.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cash back bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cash back bonus?
Saving up for some plastic surgery. You know, your thing.
Now through December, get 5% cash back bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
Are your kids disrespectful and defiant? Mine were too. My name is Geraldine Lewis. My kids fought with me constantly. They threw things and slammed doors when I told them no. One day, my husband heard an ad on the radio for James Lehman's Total Transformation. We ordered it, and the behavior changed immediately. Our kids are calmer and more respectful now. There's no more arguing and screaming, all because we know how to handle them now. Even their teachers can't believe the difference. Before this program, we couldn't even go to restaurants without an outburst. Now, we go out to eat and even took our first family vacation, and it was great. When I told James Lehman about my family, he asked me to be a spokesperson and share our story, and I agreed. Because if one family can turn around the way we did with the Total Transformation, it's worth it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-454-6818. 1-800-454-6818. It's guaranteed, so call now. 1-800-454-6818.
I'm always looking for easy holiday entertaining ideas.
Member Tiffany Hurst on the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event.
I get to try appetizers, entrees, ooh, cheesecake.
And more. Plus, join at the event for a $10 gift card to use at the day after Thanksgiving event.
I sample, then I serve. It's a mom's job.
Look for the insert in your paper Wednesday, then visit the event November 19th to the 21st, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. Not a member? Sign up and get your bonus gift card. Sam's Club. Savings made.
On air. Online. And on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. As the debate over enhanced airport security screening measures heats up, one Republican lawmaker taking on the Transportation Security Administration. Florida's John Micah calling on airports to use private security screeners instead of the TSA.
Our main purpose here is in getting better screening and better performance, not to mention that we can get better costs for the taxpayers.
In the meantime, the TSA making modifications, saying U.S. airline pilots can now bypass heightened screening procedures to make more, quote, efficient use of resources. Also, a few other changes. Screeners will not be conducting full pat-downs on kids 12 and younger. President Obama says NATO members have agreed on a missile defense plan that will cover all treaty members in Europe and the U.S. At a NATO summit in Portugal, he also says Russia is included in the planned discussion. IRN USA Radio News.
In times of danger and disaster. In times of peace and times of war. In times of joy and times of pain. In every corner of the world and right here at home. Wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect $1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The situation, I don't know, I wouldn't say it was bleak, but it's challenging, isn't it? And when you get right down to it, airport security stops one airline pilot because he's carrying a butter knife. Elsewhere, crews opt for pat-down searches because they fear low-level radiation from body scanners could be harmful to their health. And the story from San Diego that we're really focused on in this hour, this traveler is told he can't fly at all when he likens an intrusive body search to sexual harassment. The annoyance at security hassles has been on the rise tremendously, especially among airline crews and passengers. The widespread use of full-body image detectors and the simultaneous introduction of more intrusive pat-downs has ramped up the frustration just in time for Thanksgiving. What are you going to do? Passengers simmering over being forced to choose the full-body image detector or this rigorous pat-down. Airline pilots are pushing back. Much of the criticism is directed to the way the TSA is handling this. I would say that pilots are beyond fed up, says Tom Welch, a pilot and sometimes aviation security consultant. The TSA is wasting valuable time and taxpayer money searching the crew who are not a threat. Even one of the nation's most celebrated pilots, remember Captain Sully Sullenberger, the man who saved the plane in the Hudson River? Detecting growing unease, he said, quote, "The fundamental reason is that airline pilots are already the last line of defense for anybody who poses a threat to the airplane." And see, what else did he say? "We were and we are trusted partners in that important security mission." What happens with these scanners? For those of you who don't know, what they do is they show a body's contour on a computer stationed in a private room, which is removed from the security checkpoint. So that's why you have to stand there when you go through them. You stand for a moment until they get the high sign from the inside room. A person's face is never shown. Person's identity is not known, supposedly anyway. Under TSA rules, those who decline have to submit to pat-downs include checks of the inside of your thigh and your buttocks. Federal officials say The procedures are safe and are necessary. We must sacrifice some more to ward off terror attacks. The terrorists win once again. Janet Napolitano, she's brilliant. She says, quote, it's all about everybody recognizing their role. And then the story of John Tyner, the software engineer who posted on the Internet the blog item over the weekend saying that it was, I don't know what all that noise is. Stand by. I haven't the slightest idea what that is. And we'll pause for a commercial and we'll figure it out. Stand by.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Wow, that was the invasion of the body snatchers or something or other. I still haven't figured out what all that racket was. Maybe they're coming to take me away. Ha-ha. The national debate over the Transportation Security Administration's full-body X-ray scanners and physical pat-downs continues to heat up, and that is the subject matter of our conversation here with your calls, starting with Kristen in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hello, Kristen. Welcome to the countdown.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm
good.
Interesting show today. I have a very good, I hope, solution. It's, it seems to me that companies are more susceptible to pressure from other companies when the money starts going away. So when airlines start losing money, when passengers decide, we're not going to put up with this, we're going to drive. Be comfortable and not have to go through this invasion of our privacy, then I have a feeling that the airlines will start taking a bigger stand and putting a stop to this and bring in the dogs, like you said.
The bomb-sniffing dogs are available. You see them around the airports here and there if you travel a great deal. And the more we get into the winter months, I'll be on planes two or three times a week, and I have seen in the past these dog sniffers, and I think they're fine. Public reacts to them. You have nothing to worry about. That's a place where you're not inconvenienced, you're not harmed, you're not delayed, and the dog does his business, if you'll pardon the use of that expression. And it's nothing more. Actually, people talk to the dog. I usually pat the dog. How are you doing? Yada, yada, yada. And the people with the dogs seem very obtuse. They're just not there. They're not hassling anybody. They're just doing what they're supposed to do. But these people, they have gotten so out of control. There are so damn many TSA agents, and they all stand around looking at, talking to each other. Every time I go through an airport, there are about twice as many TSA agents standing around as need to be, and half of them are talking to each other. Meanwhile, the bins have run out, and there's none out at the end of the line. There, all of these things. The management of it is ridiculous, stupid, and bad.
So, exactly.
Yep. All right. So we're both on the same side, Kristen. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. You can text us at 646-926. Doug, Troy, you're in Clovis, New Mexico, and you're now live on the countdown.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Hey, I had a kind of a novel idea. I ran this past my wife. It seems to me if you're going to go through these lines and you're going to be invaded by someone, that you ought to be able to have a choice of who invades you. So maybe you ought to go through the line and say, I'm a guy, but I want that woman over there to check me.
Uh-huh.
You know, just flip it back on them. If you're going to make me feel uncomfortable, well, why don't you turn around and feel uncomfortable as I am going through that line?
We're here to protect you, sir. We're here to save you from the terrorists. We're going
to protect me.
Yeah.
I want that woman over there to check my junk, as
right.
the guy would say.
Yeah.
And not some guy to do it.
I don't refer to my stuff as my junk.
Like.
I don't think that. I think that's a pejorative to refer to your stuff as junk.
Right.
I think you're on the right track, Troy. It's a good idea. Thanks for the call. Vincent in Boston, you are live on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
You know, as much as I hear, it's a very controversial thing because of political correctness and all this other, we need to profile. The bottom line is, if you're a little old lady from Pasadena and you have a bomb, then we have a broader problem than we think we do. Or if you're a little kid, a little, you know, just a regular little everyday kid, you know, we're in big trouble in this country. But, you know, if you're wearing a diaper on your head and you look suspicious, you know, that's the people you need to check.
And, that was a,
you know,
thank you for that visualization, sir. 800-510-8255. Towels, most people refer to them as towel, less pejorative than a diaper on your head. Neither of them are particularly intellectually stimulating, but I understand what you're saying. We get the message. Chris, you're in Laurel, Mississippi, and you are next on the countdown.
Yes. I don't understand why someone hasn't come out with a program that people can fill out all kind of paperwork. The company, TSA, can do background checks and provide some kind of special identification that would allow an individual to be able to just bypass all the normal checks that are there, proving that, you know, I deserve to be able to bypass all this.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like that technologies, you know, exist. Everything is already in place that, you know, you could check everything there is about me, know who I am. I come through with all the right identification, and I'm able just to pass through, you know, just like what we're talking about. You know, these pilots having to be checked seems to me to be kind of silly because they are, you know, they're partners. You know, like you said earlier, they're partners with what's going on. And, if I allow somebody to delve deep within my life and do, you know, check everything there is about me, I'm part of that same team. I'm there to, you know, to serve and protect as well, even though I'm a passenger and, you know, it's like a service that could be paid for. And it just seems like the time's, you know, right for somebody to do something like that.
You know, I remember a couple of airlines had sort of a VIP idea like that, and I don't know whatever happened to it because I was going to opt out for it. I fly American most of the time, and I wouldn't just soon have that thing. I mean, they tell you that if you're a what they call a priority passenger, somebody who has a status, platinum or otherwise, then you go through the line, you get through it faster, and then, you know, but once you get in the line at the X-ray machine, you don't go through any faster than anybody else does. And so I think your idea has a lot of merit, but there's too much common sense attached to it, Chris. Nobody at the TSA has that much imagination. Just look around the next time you walk through the airport screening facility. Thanks for your call, sir. Appreciate the attempt at info. It was good info. James, you're in Memphis, KWAM. You're on the air.
Hey, you can trick anything if you want to. You want to get rid of the dogs that's going to be sniffing you in the airport for bombs, all you'd have to do is just get material that's used in bombs, leave it in taxis all across the cities that have airports.
What does that do?
Well, as people said on the material, like if you make dust, put a handful of dust in taxi cabs as you get in and get out when other people get in.
All right, so you think that having all these pat-downs and the X-ray machines is good, James?
Well, it's like if you're not going to check a baby, if I'm a terrorist, I'm going to slip like a pickpocket can take your money from you. I'm going to put something on the baby to where when I get on the jet, I can get it back from the baby.
Yeah, you've been reading too many. I think if you're worried about a three-year-old carrying a bomb, then if that's the case and that's what they're doing, everything's done. The earth, we might as well blow the earth up because if that's what they're going to do, and we haven't had any evidence of three-year-olds or babies, I think the youngest has been 10 or 12 or whatever it is, and it's been a while since one of those happened. But if they're doing three-year-olds, the world is done. Finished. Might as well blow it up. Because if that it gets to that, we as a human race don't deserve to stay on the planet, I'm guessing. Here's Reggie in Winnebago, North Carolina. Go ahead, Reggie. You're on the countdown.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
Received an email a couple of days ago explaining that the best way to take care of this problem would be to set up detonation chambers that people go through, and these detonation chambers would cause explosions for any explosive device. Then you never have to worry about trials, jail time, or anything.
You know,
and never have to worry about that problem again with that person.
Yeah, you know, you must be psychic. Well, you have my friend Uri Geller says synchronicity. I was just about to tell the story about Al, which says they are going to put a new scanner in place that will set off a bomb if you have one on you. Put people through these devices that look like any suspicion. They put them through a separate chamber, and they detonate the bomb if you have one on you. So you're thinking the same. Everybody talks about LL and how they are the standard. They really are. And something like that, a device like that, makes good sense. But we don't have any good sense here. We have Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, who this week defends the use of these scanners. She published, there's an op-ed in the Monday, USA Today, I think, and I read from it, quote, "Advanced imaging technology machines are safe, efficient, and protect passenger privacy. The weapons and other dangerous and prohibited items we found during screenings have illustrated their security value time and again." And in terms of looking at this radiation scare, the fear of radiation, Janet Napolitano goes on in her op-ed piece. Let's see here. The conducting same-gender officer searches, passengers have the right to request private screening. Each and every one of our security measures we implement serves an important goal, providing safe. And they keep saying that. Oh, yeah, it's all for your good. I always love that. She said these imaging machines are safe, efficient, protect passenger privacy. Let's see. Fear of radiation. Napolitano pointed out that the machines were evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Oh, terrific! That means they're okay, because we all know everything the Food and Drug Administration does is wonderful. How many drugs did they approve last year that now are off the market? How many people have died from using drugs that were approved by the FDA? Perfect. The FDA says these machines are good. Perfect. I'm not worrying at all now. How about you? Here's another Bostonian named Jack calling in with his ideas, his points he wants to make.
You know, I mean, as far as patting down the pilot, I mean, what are these people at the TSA thinking? He's the guy that can dive the plane right into the ground if he wants to. He can crash that plane. He can turn it upside down. He can do anything he wants with it. Why would he want to carry a bomb? If he had the mindset that he wanted to destroy the plane and everybody on it, he can do it. He doesn't need to bring a bomb on board. I mean, you have to trust them. Well, the passengers, that's something different. I'm not sure what you can do about that. Personally, I'd go through the screening machine. I guess there's an X-ray issue that some people are concerned about. But personally, I would allow myself to be screened through the X-ray machine. And then they wouldn't have to pat me down. Personally, find just going through the airports to be kind of a pain in the neck. I mean, there have been times where I contemplated I wanted to go down to Washington, D.C., and the trip was canceled. But I contemplated taking Amtrak just so I wouldn't have to go through the airports.
Amtrak is a good alternative. It isn't everywhere. We ought to have a better train system in our country. But I find the going to New York on the train a great idea. Jennifer in Ohio with her thoughts on this controversy.
I think it's not intrusive. If you don't want to fly, then that's your problem. But as soon as we let our guard down, I guarantee you something will happen, because when our media gets a hold of things like this, it seems to spread everywhere. And it's not too invasive. I mean, if they don't want to be pat, I can't see what the problem is, you know.
She doesn't see what the problem is. I'm sorry you can't see what the problem is, madam. Steve writes, we should put Blackwater in charge of of airport security. Clay Cohan has more of your thoughts from Twitter in a moment.
And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cashback bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cashback bonus?
New shoes. You know, something without bells.
Now through December, get 5% cashback bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with your review of one of the top hits this week, helping you hopefully to understand what the background of the issue is, and you can form an opinion and share it with us at 800-510-8255, or you can go to the Twitter account, you can go to the text line 646-926. Doug, Clay Cohut in charge of social media at Steffen Multimedia. What are you reading from our Twitter friends?
I got a few comments here. One user, Twitter user Elsewhere42 says, the TSA website is showing a January 2010 poll that says 75% of people approve of the body scanners. Now, that's classic
January
manipulation of information, they say.
January. These things didn't exist in January. Hello. Knock, knock. Anybody home? Nope.
Right, someone else responded saying that polls are only as reliable as the polling company's agenda. Right. And then user Scapegoat said, what disturbs me is that there are no health tests performed on these machines before they were implemented. It's like they don't care.
Wait a minute. No, the Food and Drug Administration says they're fine. Don't worry.
I'm gonna tell Scapegoat he's got wrong information.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. All right. What else?
That's what I had. He said, it's like they don't care. These machines focus intense radiation all over your body. It's definitely not something you want to do with any frequency, especially
well, it ought to be something
no data
that you can decide on your own, and you do. You have the option, the pad down. So that's what I'm going to try tomorrow when I go through at the airport. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Let's see here. Here is Patty who says, this entire scenario to intimidate and panic the public is another false flag signature of the control of our country by one-world socialists. And since the disaster of September 11th was orchestrated most certainly by traitors within our government working in all probability with the Mossad, what do you expect? An independent tribunal should be organized to expose these traitors. This diversionary tactic of TSA thuggery just leads the sheeple in another direction, just what these folks want to accomplish. Cameron says, if you can't handle it, don't fly, but it's going to get kind of hard to hitch a ride across the ocean. If the pilots don't like it, go find another job. There you go. All right, let's get back to your calls. We'll have Vicki up next listening to KNEW in San Francisco. You're on the air live, Vicki.
Just
Doug, I'd like to know, what are they doing in Europe? I don't hear a word about any problems or complaints there.
Well, let me tell you what my experience has been in Europe and in Israel. In Israel, going through the, it takes an extra 60 seconds or so. There are two agents that come up to every person who's getting on a plane in Tel Aviv, and they talk to you, they look in your eyes, they watch your body language, they're trained in psychiatry. Can you imagine any of the TSA goons? Most of them are working, I don't know how much they pay, but I look at the people that are in Israel and the quality of the people that they have working at the airport versus the TSA, and I just shake my head. It's
but
amazing.
That's not Europe. I'm talking
well,
about
Europe is the takes a lead from Israel. Any of the lines I've ever been through in Heathrow and Frankfurt, Rome, have all been fast, in, out. They have x-ray machines. They look at you. They watch the people. Here's the answer to your question, Vicki.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are running the devices, the people who are handling the screening, the people who are there watching those who go through the line are trained psychologically in what to look for. You tell me, you look at one TSA agent who you think has those qualifications, and I'll eat my hat.
Right.
All right, that's the difference. Don in Wilmington, go ahead, sir. You're on the countdown.
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
Just want to make a comment that if the Homeland Security is not willing to provide data for people to make a good judgment about going through the machines, they ought to. In the nuclear generation business, I work for a nuclear utility. We intend to try and keep our dose as low as possible. We know there is a long-term potential risk for high dose, and it's only fair to keep people informed about what they're getting.
Right.
The other point I'd like to make is the nuclear power generation business has had a heck of a lot less fatalities than the airline business.
That's a very good point, sir. Thank you for making it. The radiation claims, there are a lot of people, I'm looking at folks who have also sent in comments. Here's a fellow who says the radiation levels in the screeners are extreme and unacceptable. Okay, if they aren't, don't point your finger and say the Food and Drug Administration has said the machines have been evaluated. I want to know what the evaluation says. What is it doing? Who are you to decide what's acceptable for me? That's part of the problem here. We shouldn't be surrendering our rights as easily as we are. Thank you for being a participant of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, acknowledging sources for the production of the program, ABC, CBS, C-SPAN, Fox, Jay Weber program, Jimmy Cefalo program, Talk Radio Countdown, written by Jeff Clothy, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to hear from you again on the next Countdown Show.